Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County, had a tough loss last week. We talked about it on the coach's show last Tuesday with him, 14-12 loss to Winston back on the third. Like everybody, coach, we had so much just rain, and when it rains and it doesn't stop, you can't get fields dry. So there wasn't a whole lot that went on last week, but the girls got back at it last night in a very quality victory on your home field against Grundy R5, victory number one of the season. Girls had to wait longer than they thought for that win. I'm sure that was a load off their shoulders.
It is for sure. Whenever you have just practice after practice, you kind of get antsy and you're just kind of ready to show what you've been working on. And the girls were definitely ready to play and bounce back. They kind of had that loss against Winston in the back of their minds that they knew that they're a better team than that. And they really put it all together last night. Hit the ball well, fielded the ball well. We just kind of had an all-around pretty good game.
And here's the way the schedule flips, is that you don't play last week because of Mother Nature. So one of those games that got washed down was your trip to Eagleville last Thursday, and that gets moved to tomorrow. So you got a game tomorrow. You go to Gilman City Thursday. That's going to be an important two-game stretch. We know what North Harrison is, but Gilman City's very much improved this year too.
And that's for sure. Both teams, are pretty solid and important ones for us, but having that game last night, I think, really helped us get on the right track. It was kind of a bad deal to have all that rain get washed out so many games, but I think a little extra time did us some good, so we can be ready for that North Harrison. We already know that they're going to come ready to play, and we need to make sure and do the same as soon as we step on the field.
It's kind of, you know, conversations I've had with softball and basketball for the Tri-County girls over the last 2 years kind of been the same, that the level of talent has increased and the level of wins in both programs has increased, but also there have been those games where Tri-County will just, for whatever reason, they'll stub their toe, and you got that one early against Winston this year, coach. What was the biggest lesson that you wanted the girls to take out of that Winston game looking at the rest of the season?
There were highlights, there were good moments to really kind of almost hang your hat on to show that we have the talent, we have the capability. It's just been so long since we had played. Winston had a game or two under their belt, and I think that kind of showed a little bit that they came ready to go that first time on the field. I think we were excited and a little bit antsy almost at times, and it kind of showed, and we kind of got settled in, showed that we've played this game, and we made a huge comeback to almost overtake them. But whenever we hit Grundy, we just kind of knew that we had to step up as soon as we go, and we're excited, but we used it in the right momentum.
You know, we know this is the case, too, and you're dealing with 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls, so you hope that their focus is always there. Sometimes it's not. It just seems like that. Especially when you're looking to build momentum and confidence, that getting a home game helps, and you don't have to get on a bus. Did that help last night, Coach?
I think so. It was a little bit of excitement for senior night. Had that, and the seniors definitely wanted to make sure that they had something to show, and having that home field advantage that we can play, and we have all of our fans and family there. I think it just kind of went all together.
Who did the pitching for you last night?
Carly Turner, and she had a real good night for us, just making a lot of strikeouts and hit the ball well. So she's feeling it, and I had a lot of girls hit the ball really well last night, so yeah. I can't really hang on just one person alone, but we ran the bases well. We kind of had that mindset to just keep on going.
Do you have some power in the lineup this year, Coach, or was last night a case of you put the ball in play, you got some speed, you're able to get on the bases, and then create havoc on the bases? Is it more kind of that strategy for the Mustangs this year?
Well, that's what I kind of assumed going into this year, but some of my players, they've found the way to hit the ball even better, even without having so many games. We've had some quality practices to kind of help them out, but early on we hit the ball in gaps, and then later and late in the game we were able to just kind of out hustle the play, and so I think Grundy kind of cleaned up a little bit and they were able to stop the ball a little better, but we've got some speed, and they made sure to get on base regardless, and that kind of helped us out.
Here's the biggest thing with this week is, you know, it sounds like Grundy's rebuilding a little bit. They got a first-year coach over there with Coach Jones and, you know, took it on the chin last night, 15-0. Your loss against Winston, I said, you know, it probably says a little bit about Winston maybe being better than people think. But as far as, you know, what does Tri-County have? We know what North Harrison has. We know about the challenge that tomorrow night brings. But with Gilman City being, you know, better this year and certainly a big rival of Tri-County, over the next 72 hours, Coach, Wednesday night, Thursday night, we're going to find out a lot about your softball team this week.
Yeah, that's a true test, really, for our girls. Having that, I think, that early game jitters, getting those out of the way, and then kind of complete opposite spectrum. Last night, I think the practice for today is really vital to really get us pumped up for two back-to-back games. It's one of those that you can't just expect what we had last night because you have to show up every night. And so having a good practice, making sure that we're all on the same page and giving them everything we've got. And I think that's where we'll have a real chance to come out with some wins if we show that we are ready to play.
I saw North Harrison a couple weeks ago against Milan, and they looked just as tough as ever. So I know that they hit the ball well that night. They pretty much shut down Milan's offense. You've seen you know, North Harrison when they're at their best. What makes them the sort of program that just is the one that you get fired up for, but also the one that's just really tough to deal with when you see them as you do tomorrow night, Coach?
We all know it's going to be a true test. And that's kind of something that I strive for, is to show that this is the best opportunity that we have to really show what we're capable of, because they're a good team. They're going to hit the ball well, and it shows what you can really do. It's the best practice you'll ever have. You'll have a good pitcher. You'll have a fielder. So it's almost a fun opportunity. It is tough, but it's one of those, you come out ready to go, and you'd be surprised what you can do.
Yeah, win or lose, too. And I've gone with this philosophy or question, line of questioning just as a statement this year with coaches that, you know, if North Harrison is the best team that you see on the schedule this season, yeah, as you kind of hinted at there, what a great opportunity to see what they do that makes them as good as they are, because if you can do some of those same things, you got a chance to become that same level program here in the next 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because they're going to – they read every player. They see every mistake. It's not just a one player knowing what to do. And so if you can get everyone on the same page, taking advantage of every missed ball, you can do a lot. You can do a lot of damage in a very short amount of time. Just like last year, we had a good solid few innings, and we hit the ball fairly well. But we had one bad hit that just kind of snowballed for them. That's one of those, if you set back on your heels at all, they'll just go keep on moving. And that's one of those that you always stay mentally checked in, always ready to go. And I think that our girls are made a huge jump last night, and I think this season they're a lot older and mature, and I think that's going to make a difference.
They are the team that certainly that others in the HDC measure themselves against, and the opportunity for Tri-County tomorrow night at Eagleville. At Eagleville tomorrow, at Gilman City on Thursday. Polo will be at Tri-County next Monday. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow with the road trip.
Thank you.